Tes Zayin Tammuz, Monday the 10th of July, Rabbi Leibish Heller, Mazonas bread.
Yeah, Rabbi Isai, I would like this morning to learn halacha together in Shulchan Aruch. If I had made copies, we would have seen it together, but I'm going to read forth what it says. When I say we'll learn halacha together in Shulchan Aruch, I mean to say that I'm not going to paskin any shaylos lamaisa. And the intent is not to exhaust the entire topic from all angles, but to see one seif in Shulchan Aruch together. The Mechaber in Simen Kuf Samaches, Sifkot Zayin, talks about what the Gemara refers to as Pas Habo Bekisni. Pas Habo Bekisni, and I'm not going to translate it because there's a few translations right here in this seif. But Pas Habo Bekisni, we know the bracha is better than Mezoinis. And at the end, Main Gimel. So what is Pas Habo Bekisni? So he brings three shittas. Pas Habo Bekisni, Yesh Meforshim, Pas, She'osui Kimin Kisim, She'memalin Oysom Dvash, Oy Sukar, Ve'egoizim, Ushkeidim, Ve'tavon. Ve'imani Kroim, Rishkulash, and Rialch, whatever, he gives names. So the first pshat, which is the pshat of the Ben Hananel, and other Rishonim, that it's a bread that its purpose is to hold in it sweet things, tasty things. What is the bread made up of? As far as we know, it's made up of flour and water. But its purpose is to hold inside other things, but you might call a Danish, or a Knish, or a Borekas, or whatever, that type of thing. That's Pas Habo Bekisni, and that's what the word kisni means. Kisni miloshin kis, it's like a packet. That's one shit. The second shit, which is the shit of Sarambam, Shehi iso she'irev bo dvash oy shemen oy cholov oy minei tavlin va'afo. That it's a dough, and into the dough was mixed other things, honey, oil, milk, and then it was baked. So the dough has other ingredients in it other than flour and water. That's the second shita, the shita Saramba. The third shita, which is shita of high going. I'm sorry, the mechaber goes on. But tam tarevus amei pedis oyatavli mikur beiso. This only works if it is felt. When you taste it, you can see, you can identify that there's more to this than to this mixture than just flour and water. You can feel the tam. The third shita that the mechaber brings, I'm skipping the Ramah for a moment, is v'yesh mefarshim. So pass bay mitubeles bay shein mitubeles so is in is a oven you vision the coisis in is on very thin crackers that are intended or made with the intent that they should be just chewed as a snack as opposed to a food. So we have three shittas. The Ben Hanan who says it's like a kiss, the Rambam who says that it is a cake, let's call it for a moment, you're skipping the gun over here, but let's say a cake for now. And the third shita is that it's a very thin bread. It's a bread, but maybe its texture is different, it looks different, and it's made, its intent is that it should be chewed like a snack rather than eaten as a bread. Now the Ramah and the Shita Sarambam, which is the second shita that says that if you mix in honey or milk or oil, and then you cook it, and then you bake it. And if so long as it has the flavor of those other ingredients, so long as the flavor of those other ingredients are identified when you eat it, then that's already a din pas habo bekisni, which you make a mezoinis. Comes along the Ramah and says, v'yeshayim nim, shezeh nikra pas gomur. This is bread. This is absolute bread. It's a bread that has other ingredients. You added some oil to the bread, some honey to the bread, but it's bread, pas gomur. Elohim came, unless yesh ben har betavlin oidvash, kimini mesika shekoyrim lekach. It has to have so much honey and so much spice or flavoring that it's as sweet as cake. It's as sweet as cake. Shekimat advash v'atavlin heima ikir. You know, when you eat a piece of cake, it's not so much that you're hungry, it's that you want the dvash in the tablet. Somebody offered you a dry cracker at the same time, it's not what you're looking for. So according to the Ramah, a condition for Pas Habo Bekisni, Alponov, if you read the Ramah Alponov, is that it should be mamish like cake. And lefi zeh, the whole idea of mezoinis bread is a fiction. If it's bread, it's not mezoinis. If it's bread, it's not mezoinis. In order for it to be mezoinis, it has to be cake. As I state in Ramal L'Choyre, so maybe Svardim could be soimech on the Mechaber, which says that as long as it's nikir the time, as long as when you see it, it tastes somewhat different to regular bread, that suffices, that's enough for it to be a mezoinis. But if you go with the Ramah and b'chein noigin of the Ramah, then in order to make a mezoinis, it would have to be like cake. That the ikir is the tablan, that's the main thing. Just because you used orange juice instead of water in the dough to make a pita bread, that's not keng lekach at all. That's not the ikir. So kemaat botlo toiras mezoinis bread mina oilam. Right, there's no such a thing as mezoinis bread, or so it would seem. But lemaisa, we know that many yidden have mezoinis bread, and they make a mezoinis on it, and it's a mitzvah to be miyachiv that minig. I mean, as they fritzich developed, a lot of people fritzich like this. Not only stam amcho, there's if you go on a British Airways flight and you get a kadassia meal, it says mezoinis next to the bread, because it's mezoinis. Yeah, so on the flight you're saying they're not knowing like the Ramah. Ken Zayin. But the Hechsher says it's a mezoinis. Okay, fine. I want to be miyashiv that even out on a flight, there's a mokim. As the limit's chulus, there's a mokim to say other than the pashas of the Ramah. I just recently, somebody sent me a maisa with Reb Moshe Feinstein. It's a very interesting maisa, and it's l'shitosa, you see it again and again in Reb Moshe, that his son writes that his father, Reb Moshe, was makbid on Shabbos not to dance. Not so straightforward. So he says he once came with his father to a chassidish mesibah. They invited him to a kiddush. Everybody's dancing, and he sees his father was mistarf to the dance. So he asked him afterwards, "My eye, what happened?" So his father told him, and this is the way it was repeated to me. So I'll repeat it. His father told him, "Mekenit machin." The literature you didn't have a sometimes mix a shin and a sin. Mekenit machin fun hundit the yidden skotzim. You can't take hundreds of people and make them into skotzim if they're doing something that. And then he added, "To say is getamt, to say is gegangen schnell." It's not called dancing; it's called going quickly, walking quickly. That's not the din. That's not the rikud of Chazal. In any case, there's actually a tshuva in Reb Moshe. There's a tshuva in Igros Moshe where he writes to someone. It's a kliya tumo. He writes to someone that, "I thank you very much for that which you're being mishtadl to make blended whiskey with a good hechsher. Because there are many pikpukim, and I'm very choishish with blended whiskey, to drink blended whiskey." And he writes, "The only time I drink it is if I'm a simcha and they're mechabed it to me, so in order not to, I don't remember the lashon that he uses, I haven't seen the shul a long time, either not to be mevayish them, or not to be a peirishim natzibur, or mishum yura, I don't remember which lashon he uses. So over there I say lechayim on it. But otherwise, avada, there's it's a big mitzvah to make it with a hechsher, it should be chatchila, there shouldn't be all these shilas and pikpukim and so on." Yeah? And the mokri for this, by the way, is the mechaber. The mechaber writes in Ilchis Tfilin, in Simin and Dalet, that a person, really your shemayim, should be choishish to put on Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, right? One of the daily Rishonim, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, if you meniach tefillin de Rashi, you're not meniach tefillin. You're not eating mitzvah tefillin. Call Yomov. And therefore he says, Yerushalayim should put on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. However, Mechaber then says, only a chassid amufursim b'chassidusoy should do this. Only a chassid amufursim b'chassidusoy. And the Chorinim explain, because if you're not a chassid, it seems as if you're being mafakbek. Everyone in shul puts on only Rashi, you're putting on a Rabbeinu Tam. It's as if you're being ma'ar on what everybody else is doing. If you're mafursim b'chassidusoy, then everybody knows that that you're always makbid on everything. Lamaisa nowadays, the Birkei Yosef, Shai Chur brings the Birkei Yosef where everybody puts on a Rabbeinu Tam, and many didn't put on a Rabbeinu Tam from the Chasna, so there's no reason to do it only if you're a Chasna, Mufursim, B'Chasidusoy nowadays. But the Vort is there that you have to be Nizar not to be Mezalzel in what a Tzibur does. Yeah. Rechagav, if we're talking about Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbeinu Tam is a very interesting letter as well in the Tshuvas Igros Moshe, where he writes to the Lubavitcher Rebbe on the subject of Rabbeinu Tam. Says, "I would like to put on a Rabbeinu Tam, but my Rashi tefillin I have from Russia, a sofer who I knew, a Yerushalayim. Over here in America, I don't know who's what. If you could find me a sofer which you are mamlitz on, then I'll start putting on a Avinu Tam. So until that point, he hadn't put on a Avinu Tam himself. And I actually know the Sefer. I know the Sefer who was instructed to write film for Reb Meisher. Lubavitcher Chassidim Kranaitzi, or Shemaim, Reb Meir Zirkin, he wrote the tefillin, and Reb Meisher started putting on tefillin Avinu Tam every day. Rabbi Isai, so what's pshat? The Welt Firtzach Mezoyin's bread, that's what goes on. That's what goes on. And the Ramah Alponov, it seems there's no such a thing. The whole idea of Mezoyin's bread seems to be a fiction. It seems to be an invention that, according to Ramah, if it's bread, it's not Mezoyin's. The Maisa Zoy, there's a Taz. There's a Turizov right here on the Ramah, who says the following. He says, it's a Shvera Loshin in the Taz. But the Taz says like this, he explains the Ramah. Pirush, he says there has to be a lot of dvash, that it should be kemat, advash, vatavlin, heima ikir, haina mitzad atam. Sheyoyisen nirgish tam advash, vatavlin mitam ha'iso. That when you feel it, you feel more the sweetness than you feel the flavor of bread. You need a connoisseur to be able to say, this is bread that has sweetness in it, or this is sweetness that's on a base of bread, but really what you're eating over here is the sweetness aspect of it. It's not the bread shabbat. And then he says the following. Upashutu. I'm reading the Lashon of the Taz over here. She'im yesh bo harbe dvash umiyut mayim. Kula alma moidim dahave kisnim. If you have a majority of dvash and a miyut of water, then there's no machloikis, then everybody agrees that this is called pasavah bekisnim. So the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, what's the Taz saying? But we just said, the Ramah just said that you need to have that the time of the tavlin, the time of the mesikus, should be greater than the time of the iso. Now he's saying a nudin that has to be right. So the Mishnah Berurah therefore teaches that what the Taz is saying is this is simply the way to verify. If you're going to have a majority of honey against the water, then it's going to be more sweet. This is simply telling you how to gauge whether or not it's a sweet bread, which should be a mitzi, or it's sweetness that's on a bread base, which should be mezoyinus. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says.
According to that, so far, the challah should be competed with the raisins and with the
zicha mitzi. Zichar Maitzi, put some raisins in, Svashur Maitzi.
Dough,
says,
the dough is also
a little sweeter. Yeah. B'chein b'dvash v'shem v'cholov, this is quoting the Taz, says Mishnah, bro'ino she'er, ro'iv mehem u'miyat mayim, shal yidei zeh nirgash mehem atam har b'mo'id, ad shal yidei zeh heim ha'ike v'tam ha'is ha'tofil. The Taz is just qualifying dos v'shteit in Ramah. L'maisa, you're going to have to end up with the final product is going to have to be a cake, not a challah. If it's a sweet challah, it's going to be a moitzi l'kula alme. This din of roiv is just telling you that in such cases it will be so. But according to this, the loshin l'kula alme is shver. It should have said that will be the case. Beruba, that's what's going to happen. That's what l'kula alme means l'kol adeus. So there's another pshat in this Taz, which I think that the Shulchan Aruch Rav learned like that. It's not klor, but it seems that the Shulchan Aruch Rav learned like that. And the Taz is saying something very different. And if we go with this Mahalach, then we have a strong Yesoid for Mezoinus bread, as we know it. I'll share with you the Pshat, and then we'll see. In the Rambam itself, the Loshna Rambam, when he talks about this Shitta, which this is the second Shitta, that if there's sweetness mixed into the dough, then it's considered possible because on which you make Mezoinus, the Rambam brings two possible scenarios in which this can play itself out. He says one possibility is that you were lush the Isa with something other than mine. Which means that you needed this batter, you made this batter with flour, instead of flour and water, you used flour and honey. Or flour and oil, or flour and milk, something different than water. That's option number one. Option number two that the Rambam gives, which is what the Mechaber brings here, is that if you already have a batter, you already have your dough, and you add cinnamon and honey and raisins and everything else, you add sweetness into the batter, and then you put it in the oven. These are the two cases. It seems that they're lumped together over here, and that the Taz is referring to both. But if I understand correctly, Shulchan Aruch Rav learns Pshat in the Taz as follows. Rabbi say, listen carefully. He says, he's saying like this. The Shem Pas HaBo BeKisnin the chalois, that something should be considered possible b'kisnin, can happen in one of two ways. There are two things that can determine that a particular pastry should be passable b'kisnin as opposed to bread. Two things. One of them is that it's mitzad the tam shebui. What makes a tam passable b'kisnin is the flavor of the end product. It tastes different to regular bread. That's one type of passable b'kisnin. The mesikus that was mixed in, let's talk about the dvash, the same ingredient. The dvash that was mixed in was a sweetness that was added to an existing batter, and that's what makes it passable b'kisnin. That's one hechatimtze that something can have a shem passable b'kisnin. There's however another way. And that is that the shem passable b'kisnin is not nikva mitzad the tam, it's nikva mitzad the way in which it was made. The way in which it was made, that's what creates the chalois, that's the passable b'kisnin. The way in which it was made doesn't matter what it tastes like. And we'll see in a moment, that there are other Rishonim which say so, which come out clear like that. That it's not nikva by what it tastes like, but by the way in which it was made. Zok de taz, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav learned pshat in this taz, that if you're coming mikoyach the tam shaboy, then it has to be that the ikir tam should be the mesikus, and that should be the primary feeling here, that you're eating something sweet, not eating a bread that happens to have sweetness. The honey has to be more important, more dominant, than the flour and the water. That's in the first case, where you're coming mitzad the mesikus. However, where the shem passable b'kisnin is coming mitzad the tsura in which it was made, it's the way in which this bread was put together in the first place that deems it passable b'kisnin. Then, lukula alma, it's enough that it's a roif. Lukula alma means that the Ramah is moided to the machaber. There's no machlaikus over there. Over there, there's no question that since we're not dealing with the tam, we're not coming mikoyach the tam, we're coming mikoyach how it was made, how the batter was made. So therefore, that's the question. Was it made with mayim, or was it made with mepedis? Was it made with mayim, or was it made with dvash? And for that, we're koyveh through the roif. If 51% is mepedis, then the way in which it was formed, the way in which the batter was kneaded, that made it to be l'chatchila, mishas asiyos, or a passable b'kisnin, regardless of how it's going to taste, and even possibly if it's not differentiated from any other bread. Could even be that it tastes exactly like any other bread. The Marsham says so l'maise, that if it's made roiv mepedis, then that's good enough. He doesn't say it in this tas, but he's medayik like that in the bisyos. But I'll call in, so we end up, if this is correct, there isn't a machloikis Ramah and Machaber if their ingredients at the very beginning, the mixture of the batter was flour and mepedis. The machloikis is only where you already have a batter. And that batter was then, and other ingredients were joined into that batter, so then the question is, how much do they have to be mevatel the shem of the original iso? That it should become ois, it should become mitzad the tam, but it should become a possible b'kisnin. Where do we see such a thing? I mentioned the other shittas. There's the shitta of Rav Hai Gon, or the shitta of Rabbi Mechanan. The kiss that you fill up with something sweet inside and you eat it like a Danish. Rabbi say, what would be the din? What would be the din if the milui that's inside the dough was removed? If the milui was removed, and now you're eating only the dough. You're eating only the dough. You take out the milui, yeah, you have a cheese danish. Let's assume that it's not a cheese danish, it's a bread that has cheese inside. Yeah, so you take out the cheese, and you eat only the dough. So the Chayyid Rabbeinu Chananel, his whole din, the whole yisoy, the whole kviyus shem passable b'kisnin, is mikoyach the milui shaboy. You took out the milui, it's su hadra din, it should be like any other pas. Make a taste, it should be different to any other pass. However, the Taz says in Sivkot Neches, that even if you take it out, it remains pass above the kisnin. Why? The onu hoilchim bosor shas afio. Onu hoilchim bosor shas afio. The determinant of whether it's a possible b'kisnin or regular bread is not made by the table. What does it look like? What does it taste like? No. It's totally in how the bread was made. Was this bread made for the sake of Kviyasuda, or was this bread made for the sake of Mina Mesika? If it was made for the sake of intimacy, even though right now it tastes and feels like any other bread, you wouldn't be able to identify a difference between this bread and another bread, you go after the Shas Safir. So we see the shit already in the shit of Rav Haigoyen, Alibadat Tas. So in our shit, in Shitas HaRambam, the Taz learns that the Rambam is Vachuluk and says we don't go after Shas Afir, we go after Shas Alisha. We go after the time in which you're needing it. But the Yisrael is the same, that it's not determined by what it tastes like, it's determined by the way in which it is made. The way in which it is made, that is what determines whether it has a Shem Pas or a Shem Mezoinus. Now the Mishnah Berurah L'Shitasei is Matrik over here, in this Shita. And he says that this which the Taz says, that if you take out the Milui, the bread remains Mezoinus and not a Moitzi, is because the Tam HaMilui is Nikar in the Isa. Yeah? The Tam HaMilui is Nikar in the Isa. Thus is the Shitasa, because the Isa has to be different to a regular bread. It has to be different to a regular bread. So Kum Tais, according to Mishnah Berurah, there's two Tanoim in the Ben Chananel to make something passable bekisnin. First of all, it has to have a filling inside that's very sweet, and also the dough itself has to be sweet. So if you lose the second Tanoim, the one Tanoim, you still have a sweeter dough, then it's Mezoinus. But thus is the answer to Mishnah Berurah, Shitasa, Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he brings this halach, he doesn't say such a thing. He says, you take out the milui, and now it's like lechem gomor, even so, you go bust the Shas Afir. It's to do with how it was made at the time, and it doesn't matter what it tastes like when you're eating it. Very good, very good. But Rabbeinu Chananel says, you don't go after the time of the kneading, you go after the time of the baking. When you put it into the oven, you put it in with this cheese in it. So if you took out the cheese, doesn't matter. It's the Shem Pasab of a Kisnin. I'm just pointing out for Rabbeinu Chananel one point, that it's nikva the way it was made, and not the way it tastes. But there's taka difference. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's to do with the way it was baked. And the Shitas HaRambam, if we learn like this, Pshat and the Taz, the way he types in the Ramah, is that it's to do with the way it was kneaded. Okay. Yeah. I'll answer your question in 1 minute. Yeah.
The kavuna of the pucha, the gavah, the kisse, regardless of the taste, because the fact that it was baked together with the melaisa, even though the melaisa didn't give a taste into the pas, and it was mamma paskuba.
Yeah.
So it was like kenzada that if it was baked the chatchila as an isse, the Shem Pas Ubekisten, Agam, that it's still got the taste of it, maybe the Kavuna of the Afir should also be going by themselves.
I hear what you're saying. I wouldn't say the Kavuna, I would say the way in which it was made.
Yeah.
Do the Tzuras Afir, so make it Selfish Kavuna. It was made differently. It was made with a milu. So even though you take it out, so if you put it in stam without a milu, you just have in lechayda that you don't have a yisoid for. But in the chanami, if it was made in this tzura, then it's mezainis. So Rav Meir is asking a good question over here. He's asking, oy bazoi, if it's possible with kisnin, so why when you kaveh a suda is it different? Why do you, when you eat kashir shachin and kaveh a suda? So it's important to realize the following. This is a very important point. Pasabo bikisnin is lechem gomu. It's a lechem. It's a pas. It's just a lechem on which you make a different bracha. Once you kaveh a suda, then for sure you have to make. If you eat kashir shachin kaveh suda, then you have to make. The Magen Avraham asks a question. We mentioned in the beginning there are three shittas over here. There's the shitta that says that you fill it up with sweet things. There's the shitta of Rambam that says that you knead it with sweet things. And then there's the shitta of Rabbi that it's made very thin and crusty or whatever. And the Machaber says, we go l'kula, and all three of these things we make mezayin. Says the Magen Avraham, how can you go l'kula? It's a safek d'iraisa. If it's really supposed to be bread, right? So we have a chiyuv of birchas hamazon d'iraisa. And the halacha is that if you're seveya, but you eat less than the shear that acherim are koyvim, so that you don't make moitz. So Mishibura, the Kivegar over here in the Gorsu Kivegar asks the question. Shulchan Aruch Rav asks exactly the same question. He says, at the end of the day, you are Saveya, you are Mekayim v'chalta v'savata. And we say that it is Lechem. It is Lechem. It can serve for Lechem Mishnah, for Matzah, if a person is Kaveh Suda. So if it's Lechem, why shouldn't we make a Birchas HaMazon? And they give two terutzim. One terutz is that min ha-toiro, both the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kibbeh, give exactly the same two tirusim. Min ha-toiro, me'ein gimel works. Dos is bright. And it could even be in certain cases that's mechuyev birchas hamazon min ha-toiro. Chazal were menasech, the nusach of this birchas hamazon deraisa should be me'ein gimel. Not every bread did they give you the long nusach. Me'ein gimel, which includes bris and Torah and eretz and all that. Dos is the word achto min ha-toiro. You're mekayim chaldav zvotu verachto when you make an alamichya, says Reb Kiveh. Yeah? Once you kaveh suda, so then you have to do it kitakonas chazal that on lechem that's not passable b'kisna or passable b'kisna. When you kaveh suda, you should make the long nusach. But both of these nuschois are a key in the rice of chaldav zvotu verachto. That's one test.
Original
bracha
is mezonos.
Yeah.
Even when you're
bechalim
to make a
sudi,
why should I change
the bracha? Because that's the way Chazal kaveh. That's the way Chazal kaveh. That kol zman you're not eating.
All belongs to it. Mezonos, but not always.
Not always. Not always. When you machshiv it and you kaveh suda on it, then the kaveh it should be amoitzi. Yeah. But the other teretz they say is like that this din is a yisoid for the. That we say the din of botlo daite even by a deraisa. Botlo daite even by a deraisa. The shayla is fakert. You're asking, how could you make a birchas hamazon if you kaveh suda? The shayla is fakert. How could you not make a birchas hamazon even when you're eating less kashi kaveh suda? Because you were a chalto v'savot and it's a lechem gomor. The teretz is that we say botlo daite even by a deraisa. Even though it's a deraisa. And shteitach v'chalto v'savot. So the taitra of a savota is not that you should eat a shir sevia. The taitra of a savota is that you should eat the amount that other people would be savea from. The fact that you are savea from less is not mechayiv you in this din that you're right to a savota. We go to Sarev bin Adam and Batla Daitz and Sarev bin Adam. So just to summarize Rabbi Isai, it's important to realize that there's no question that a Shemayim should be Zohir in all these things. But in Alibada Mishneh Brura, Mezoinus bread is l'chayra a fiction. It doesn't exist. If it's bread, it's not mezoinus. Unless it tastes like cake, unless it's very, very sweet, then there's no such thing as amoitzi. As mezoinus. If you ever see a hetcher that says mezoinus, it's because they're being soimach, either on the marsham, like I mentioned, or on this pshat in the Taz, that the whole din of the Ramo is only when you're talking about a batter that had other ingredients mixed into it. That's a Loshon HaMechaber as well. That when he brings the second Yashayimrim, Isa she'erev bo dvash oy shemen oy cholav oy minim esikum. But if it was made the katchila, the batter was made, that's the way the Isa was nilosh, in the oifen that it was with minim esikum, so then the chalois shem bo minim esikum is nikva, not mitzad atam. Not mitzad atam, and it could even be that it tastes like regular bread, that you wouldn't be able to identify a difference. It's bo minim esikum because of the way in which it was made. Just like we say in the Taz, in Shitas Rabbein Chananel, that if you take out the milui, and now it tastes like a regular pita, yeah? It doesn't taste different to a regular bread. But if you take out the milui, because it was made with the milui, we go about Sashas Afia, Lashitas Arambam, Alibada Taz, Lafi this Havone in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, then you go bust the Shas Halisha, and if it was nilosh with May Pedis, 51% of May Pedis, then Zomokim to say that nisht of them that the Ramah. This is the Lakul Alma that the Taz is referring to. Okay, Shukaya.